the universal heart. My meditation invokes God, the universal heart, Sri Chinmoy. In meditation, we endeavor to silence our mind and enter into our spiritual heart. We know our spiritual heart is the home of all the divine qualities we treasure and seek within us: peace, love, light, and bliss. When we enter fully into our spiritual heart, we realize this heart is not our unique possession. It is universal. Sri Chinmoy explains, "The spiritual heart embodies not only the individual consciousness, but also the universal consciousness. We have two hearts. One heart is a tiny muscle, and the other is the possessor of the universal consciousness. The spiritual heart is much larger than the universal consciousness. This may be difficult for you to believe right now, but once you realize God, you will see that the universal consciousness is perfectly housed in your spiritual heart." Sri Chinmoy. "The tree of life reveals to us that there is only one heart, one universal heart." Sri Chinmoy. "Each soul is a leaf of God's universal heart tree." Sri Chinmoy. "No scriptures can totally discover God's universal heart." Sri Chinmoy. "Love is the open doorway between our prayer, meditation, and the universal heart. Divine love means oneness with the universal heart." Sri Chinmoy. When asked, "Where did the universal heart originate?" Sri Chinmoy answered, "The universal heart originated in God's silence. When God was absolute silence, inside this silence, something was growing all the time. This was the universal heart. The universal heart came into existence before God's sound life came into existence. And where is the universal heart? It is deep inside us, where reality constantly grows." Sri Chinmoy. "We are each shareholders of the universal heart. God tells me that my happy heart increases the beauty of his universal heart." Sri Chinmoy.